changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
We're going to jump into values once again, because this is something that keeps coming up for me. And by that, I say every time I hear it, I go, wow, that is super important. And it gives me an opportunity to put a new spin on something, to think about it at a deeper level, and to embrace it more and more in my own self. Values. People are always preaching values to us, I think. Societal values, moral values, religious values. What some religions consider to be a value, some religions consider to be anathema. I think about the fact that when I went to my agent's son's, twin son's bar mitzvah in New Jersey, and I was to cover my head, which was not easy. That was really one of the more difficult things I can remember in a long time, because there was not even anything to clamp the yarmulke to, right? So it just was kind of like free spinning around here. But I was to cover my head. And yet when I was growing up as a boy, I remember one time wearing a ball cap into the church when my mother and I stopped by, and this was the church office, and my mother popped me on the shoulder and said, "Take off your hat." It's just interesting how people's values all differ, and yet for them, they are their values and they are also the correct values. I don't want to talk to you about your religious values. I don't want to talk to you about your moral values. I want to talk to you about your ineffable values, your eternal values, the values that keep showing up in your life. And this is that getting in your face a little bit, that whenever I hear this and hear someone talk about this in a podcast or a book I'm reading, it gets in my face. And that is that value is what we appreciate, what we say is important, what we say is significant. I actually looked up the word values this morning. The regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. Let me read that again, because there's actually twin meanings of the word value. The regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. Now, here's where I mean about getting in your face. Your life is a result of your values, and anything that you don't like means that you value that in some way. And that is what is so hard to hear. For example, for many, many years, you know, I was way overweight. I was 100 pounds overweight as a kid and as a teenager and tried repeatedly to lose weight. And I look back now and I realize there was a part of me that valued being overweight. It kept me at a physical distance from other people in many ways. It limited me from ever trying to compete in any sort of sports or anything like that. And so I value those excuses more than I valued slimming down and getting out and trying to be in the world. As I say this, it feels a little hard to admit it, but it's just true, and it's such a real thing. A lot of people say they want to be wealthy and to have a comfortable lifestyle, and yet they value poverty. When something goes really, really well for them, they will do something to scuttle it and to create financial distress until they reach back down to where they feel they actually belong. As I'm thinking about this, I'm reminded of a thermostat, right? Your values get you up to a certain point in a thermostat, but they don't take you any higher. If you start to go higher, your own values will bring you down. I value being in this spot. because I perceive myself as being safer, less threatened, etc. I touched on the twin meanings, or the idea that the word value has twin meanings. And I was thinking that when we talk about somebody, for example, my friend Brian, I value our friendship. I place value. Do you realize that? That when we use the word value, we are saying, I place value. I am the one that is saying that it is worth this amount of money. It's really interesting because when you create a program, an online program, and you talk to experts and you ask them, how did you choose to price what it is you created online or whatever? And they say, you get to decide what your value is. Over the years, my speaking fee has doubled. My speech has not changed all that much. I've improved it. I've gotten better at delivering it. But it wasn't like people were waiting on me to get better. The honest truth is, my assistant who handles my speaking simply started quoting higher fees and getting them. She valued them because one of our values as a company is to be profitable. Do you see how it's all entwined? Number one, you are placing the value of whatever is happening in your life. And that's in your face a little bit. If you're struggling to get yourself to move, I was thinking about this a couple of days ago. I've been wanting to watch the movie Birth of a Nation by Nate Parker, who did the movie Birth of a Nation, which is about the Nat Turner Rebellion. I don't know that I would recommend it. It is violent, although I would say to replicate what created the rage in the enslaved people, the violence was necessary for the film. I'll leave it at that. But I also wanted to go out and practice pickleball. I had worked all day. And at the end of the day, I was like, I value giving myself something fun to do as opposed to giving myself something which seems like a hassle. The reason I say that is I was already sitting on the couch. Inertia was in my favor. But ultimately, what do I value? Cataloging enough movies in my brain or getting out there and expressing myself physically and developing a skill and learning something that connects me socially with other people by learning to get better at pickleball. What I want you to understand today in today's Jumpstart is that take a look at your life and say, if there's clutter in your house, you value clutter more than you value taking the time to create neatness. Or you've realized that no matter how much you organize, there's always going to be more clutter and you value not having to continue to neaten things again. I don't even know if that's the right word. So we want to take a look at our lives and to say, at some level, I value this. At some level, I created this. Because once we begin to realize it is our value, then we can change our value. Just as I said before this morning, I value my relationship with my friend Brian. I place the value there. It's not a little value, it's a lot of value. And he places a lot of value in our friendship too. And I know this is evidenced by the fact that we are both extremely busy people, and yet we set aside an hour a week to talk and pray together. I value that. It means a lot to my life. And taking the time to spend the time with Brian is a value for me. In other words, there's a million other little things I can do to fill my time. There will always be a million other things, and there will always be this thing calling you back, trying to suck you in, and that is your phone. Your phone. It's interesting. Since we've had social media, the consumption and social media and phones and the ability to connect, which you would think would make us more grounded, more happy, etc. Suicide has increased dramatically. Depression has increased dramatically. Alcohol consumption has increased dramatically. And also motivation, that is the capacity for taking action, has decreased dramatically. Whew. We need to take a long, hard look at these little expensive devices we carry in our pockets. Because in many cases, we value them. I see this all the time. I like to bring it up, although I am guilty of it and super duper work on it. And here's what I notice. My daughter Leah and I were hanging out in Chicago last week. I even said it right, Chicago. We went to the art museum, the aquarium. We saw the Blue Man Group. We just had a blast. And we were standing and waiting for a table at a restaurant, and there was this couple, this attractive couple. If I was going to take a picture and put it in an ad for the restaurant, it would be this couple. They were just two of the most cute little people, well-dressed, and I say little as in younger. They were probably in their mid to early 20s, probably about my daughter's age. Anyway, they were both sitting there and they had this we're on a date vibe, and they both were leaned back and staring at their phones the entire time, just totally disengaged from one another. They valued being with someone else, learning something that was not present more than they valued being with the person they were on a date with. So just notice that, if nothing else today, and stop placing your value there. In my book, Complaint-Free Relationships, I talk about the fact that one time my daughter and her mom were having a lot of discord, which they do from time to time, which is, it's fine. I love them both. And I had them sit down and I said, I want you to write out everything you would miss if the other person were suddenly dead. If there was a car wreck or something, what would you miss? And they both got to about four things. Then they started crying and hugged each other, and that was it. And I sometimes try and remind myself when I'm with my daughter or even when I'm with Teddy, you know, there's tons of TV. There's only one Teddy. There's tons of other things to do. So place your value where your values are. Realize that when you are choosing to look at your phone rather than connecting to the people around you, you're valuing your phone more than those people. And then remember, it is your value and you get to change it. Carefully select your values today, and your day can't help but be great.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying.